Oh, you're late.
Oh, no. This is a disaster. All right. Got to get ready.
Freedom.
Damn it. All right. This time, I'm absolutely going to nail it.
Freedom.
Paul, you're off your game.
Boy, oh boy. What happened to me today?
I don't know. What'd you eat for lunch?
In the last week since we've seen each other, I ate for lunch...
Seven hot dogs
every day.
55 hamburgers. 55.
So you had 49 hot dogs.
Wow. Yeah. It's a lot of hot dogs. If you think about it, to eat.
That's gross.
To eat? No, to have around the house? Sure. It's a good amount.
Do you know what? It's a lot of hot dogs to just see. 49 hot dogs?
I don't think I could fit 49 in my eyeballs. I would be like, I got to close these things.
The fuck are you? Oh, you mean seeing them?
Seeing them, yeah.
I thought you meant trying to cram hot dogs into your eyeballs.
I've tried to do that.
Why?
Because there's these little tiny cracks in your eyes that things can fit in if you try real hard.
What are you talking about?
This guy's crazy.
Like the corners of your ear. Let me poke you.
No. It's not a crack in my eye.
Our eyes are so delicate and it's freaky.
Isn't it crazy mm-hmm. that they're just out there all the time?
It's scary.
It's like when I had that speck of dust when I walked through the construction site and a speck of dust went into my eye and I had to wear that eye patch for like months.
Oh, right. And then I remember like somebody tried to pull that speck of dust out and they had a plank in their own eye.
Yes.
And you were like, you're a hypocrite.
And it was Jesus Christ.
Also, you know what? If you have a plank in your eye trying to get a speck of dust out of somebody else's eye, I think you're being very nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to do. I mean, like, I'm assuming he's at work. He's an ophthalmologist or something.
Nobody wants a speck of dust in their eye.
Do you think if...
Is the idea... Hold on, Scott. I'm on a tear here. Mm. Is the idea in the Bible that you're pulling the speck out of your neighbor's eye for aesthetic reasons?
Yeah, you're like...
It displeases you?
This doesn't fit in with the HOA.
Now, I don't personally know this story.
It's not even a
story.
Have
you ever read the Bible?
No.
Oh, you got it.
Not even part of it?
I've read part of it when I was on a podcast that Dan Klein did where they read the Bible.
That was the only part of the Bible you've ever read?
Well, sure, I've read passages here and there, I guess.
Which passages?
Time passages?
I don't really know.
I know you're a thing, you're just out of sight. Whoa, like time passes.
This is interesting to me as someone who didn't grow up religious.
It doesn't come up a lot that you have to read.
Yeah, what occasion would...
Like someone's wedding where they have a paper that has like a...
Yeah.
Like a thing in it or like
without love, I am like a clanging gong.
Yeah.
Is that really?
Yeah. And I mean, it just doesn't come up much at all, I would say, you know.
It's funny how little the Bible comes up in your life if you are not actively trying to insert it in your life.
Yeah.
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 Is the... Okay. So Christianity, my theory on it is...
Oh, no. Here we go.
The worst part about it is the part where they... Because I remember just... being at church and going like, hey, this is all cool until like around 10 or something when
PM. The
10 p.m. Yeah. Suddenly the freaks would come out.
The freaks come out at night to church.
At like 10 years old, I remember one of the pastors saying, okay, it's not good enough that you are a Christian. Part of being a Christian is you have to go actively recruit all the time. And if you know anyone who's not a Christian, you have to convince them to be one or else you can't hang out with them anymore.
No, it's okay not to do that.
Yeah, I think it's normalized not doing that.
That's like the root of all of the problems in like religious, you know, behavior, I think, is the evangelizing part of it.
How many people do you think... That are this is people are going to get mad if I say this.
Uh-oh.
But people that are true Christians that actually are compassionate, loving people as opposed to just what feels like very American Christianity, which is like just judgment.
Yeah, we're right. That's what it seems like it all is. Yeah.
If you're not a Christian, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
Like how many people do you think that are Christ-like
Christians? I mean, not even Christ was like that because he cursed that fig tree.
No. He hated that fig tree. He was angry.
And he was angry.
It's the first recorded instance of hanger.
Oh. He should have coined the term.
Do you know the story?
No. This one I don't
know.
He's
walking down the street just the other day.
Okay.
He's hungry. Uh-huh. He goes to a fig tree. I think this is at a point where he's like,
He's over the whole thing.
I think I'm going to be crucified.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not going well.
It's kind of sinking in.
He's like
this whole plan.
32 and a half.
Yeah. And so he's in the middle. I feel like in this, this is my hazy recollection of this. He's in the middle of giving some lesson about something. He's full of righteous anger. And then he's hungry. He wants to get a fig from this fig tree. Fig tree doesn't have any figs on it. So he fucking curses it to wither and never die. Bear fruit again.
And I think the fig tree is a metaphor for a woman.
Wow. How'd you
Christ
think
was
of
the
that?
First incel. Wow.
I'm staying out of this.
You're
one.
Staying out of it because we have. I know,
simply don't know.
Well, I know we have religious listeners, and I think religion's fine if you want to do it. And just keep it to yourself. That's my tip on religion.
But it is, of course, the
have a ball.
The thing is, you're trying to, the idea is you're trying to save people by converting them to Christianity.
Yeah.
Here it is, the parable of the barren fig tree. Mm. Not to be confused with the parable of the budding fig tree.
Oh, there's, he
honestly,
has two fig related.
Never heard of
but
that.
I wouldn't get confused because they have very different abilities.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is a parable, not that Jesus did it himself.
Oh, does he? Oh, he talks about it as if someone else did it?
A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. Then he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I've come looking for fruit. See here.
See.
I don't
I've
think
come
he
looking
said
for
that.
Fruit in this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and
the
good.
The word
but
manure
if not,
is in
down.
The Bible?
This
I just don't believe he said
one.
Any of the stuff that you're saying. It feels kind of
this
like
sounds
bullshit.
Like the one about the budding fig tree.
Yeah, because that one I know really well.
Jesus curses. Look, when I just put up Jesus curse, it auto completes to the fig tree. So
you read it.
Okay, I will. Here we go. This is from Mark 11, 12 through 25.
Thank you, Mark.
The next day as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was...
Bye, Bethany.
bye, bitch.
Is it written,
bye, bitch.
Is it written in a sarcastic tone?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, the way you're reading it.
All in italics. Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Well, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
It's not even the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And guess what? His disciples heard him say it.
He said it to the tree.
But people heard him.
Stupid tree. That's, yeah. He was like, "May no one bear fruit."
Everyone's like, "What?"
Nothing.
Okay. I feel like you said something.
Did you hear what he said?
Did you hear what Jesus
said? He was talking
said?
To that tree.
He cursed that tree.
It's an inanimate object.
It's just a tree, dude.
Yeah. Get over it. It's not even
it's fig
season.
It's not fig season. What did you expect?
What do you think?
Yeah.
This alone, I think, invalidates Christ as worthy of founding a religion upon.
Yeah. And I would say they talk about how he's never sinned. That's a sin.
I think that's a sin.
That counts.
Wrath.
Yeah.
If that's not wrath, what is?
What is wrath?
Cursing someone is a sin?
I mean, just do... Like
I'm just
not
wondering.
Getting,
I'm just,
not
I'm just,
getting.
I'm just wondering.
I'm just asking questions.
Not
I'm
getting
just,
what
I'm just
you
trying
want,
to investigate.
Not getting what you want for no fault of the other thing, and then enacting consequences because you didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah.
That is a sin.
Because you were acting without the proper information. That's on you.
And by the way, fig trees are not just there to give everyone figs all the time.
No.
No. Although, did people own trees back then?
No, you weren't allowed.
Yeah.
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Caesar owned the trees.
Okay.
Caesar owned the trees. Caesar made the salad. That was a commercial from when I was a kid.
These kid commercials.
Who made the salad? Caesar made the salad.
I had a great Caesar salad yesterday.
Oh my
I'll
God. Tell
that.
Us
you know what?
Everything.
A good Caesar salad is really good.
You know, it really is. And when it's really mixed, you know, the dressing's really tossed. Yeah. It's almost like every single segment has dressing on it.
Yeah.
There's
do,
not
you,
a,
do you like the choves?
Do I like a chode?
Do you like a chode?
Anchovies? You know what? I never would notice or complain if they're in there. It's not the kind of thing that I'm really worried about. I never think about it.
If they're like finely chopped
like if it's
up,
tiny, tiny, tiny.
I'm fine with it.
I always stayed away from them because they look like worms.
But when
like
they look
worms.
Like little slugs? Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't eat that.
But then I...
I don't think it's coming up very often.
When I worked at, of course, Cafe Cordial...
Oh my God.
They put little slugs?
They made them with the full anchovies in there, and they were delicious. And so I said, you know what? This is
but
good.
Paul's in disbelief that that hasn't really come up for me, but I don't know that it's served that way that much.
I'm in disbelief.
Yeah. You looked at me
don't
with...
Don't curse her.
It's
like
beyond,
that fig tree.
It's beyond
you looked
belief,
at me
fiction.
With Betty Davis
no,
eyes.
Uh-uh. Didn't happen. Wrong. False.
I think they...
I want to memorize that whole
supercut. Yeah.
What is it?
It's a supercut of Jonathan Frakes hosting.
We did talk about this a couple episodes ago.
About this, yes.
I want to memorize it so I can do the entire thing.
You should because it's really funny.
How long is it?
It's 15 minutes long.
How long do you think you could do right now?
17 minutes.
You could do more?
I can do 18
I can
minutes.
Add a couple more.
How much of pie could you recognize? How much of pie could you memorize if you had to? If you had
to. Here's what
if
I
you
know.
Had to gun to your head?
3.14, yeah. The end.
That's it.
That's all I know.
It should end there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's but like, it, what are we doing, guys?
But it doesn't, you know?
What? By the way, what do we get out of pie? What is that
I know.
For?
It doesn't, there's no purpose
What
for
is it exactly? It's got its own symbol and shit.
Radius divided by.
It's like, hey, Poindexter. I'm okay here just saying 3 or 4. I don't need something in between.
Why did that one character on season 2 of The Wire have it tattooed on the back of his neck?
He did?
Yes. Never seen that.
So when
Pablo,
people were having sex with him. Escobar.
I almost said Pablo Escobar. What the fuck?
Pablo Omar.
He is the brother of another famous actor.
What? Tom Cruise. You know how he's
Pablo Cruz. Wait, there is a Pablo
Cruz.
There
is, yeah, the band.
I can't believe I'm blanking on his last name. And now trying to place his more famous brother.
Well,
and I can't remember his name.
Pablo Wire character.
Thank you.
That should get it. That should get you right there.
Nick Sobotka.
Nick Sobotka. Played by
Pablo Schreiber.
Schreiber!
Oh, I worked with him on. Oh, I worked with him on Orange Is the New Black, but I've never seen The Wire.
Something. I worked
with him. Oh yeah, he is in Orange Is the New Black.
You worked with him on what now?
I worked with him on a independent film, and it was a brief scene.
Brief
where
nudity.
It was a brief nudity where I showed my penis for 1 second.
But people could freeze on it.
Yeah.
No, it was unfreezable. That was in my contract.
Okay.
Like Ben Affleck in Gone Girl? Yeah. Like he should have put that in his contract.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But nope. Kevin Bacon in Wild Things.
Bruce
Willis in The Color of Night.
Okay, so
the
you,
three major penises in cinema
Ted
history.
Danson in 3 Men and a Little Ape.
I don't remember that. What?
You don't remember seeing You don't remember seeing Ted Danson's dick in 3 Men and a Little Lady?
You had me there for
Steve
a second.
Steve Gutenberg walks in on him in the bathtub.
It's just casual.
It's like a periscope.
They're just hanging out chatting.
Yeah.
It's not a sexy scene. It's just,
And then Ted Danson starts just like playing with the bubbles and you briefly see his penis.
so he reveals
what the
it.
Fuck? What were we talking?
You worked with.
So I played a James Lipton type interviewer who was interviewing his character, who was a famous actor, and it was fun.
That's fun.
I also interviewed him for that show Speakeasy that I used to do, and at the end, I accidentally called him Liev Schreiber.
Wow!
Oh no!
See,
what did he say?
Mortifying.
I don't like mix that up at all.
He was, of course, he was not pleased about that.
Oh!
And thankfully, the editors left it in.
Oh, good!
Like
for
that
them.
Didn't need to be in there.
What? What?
It never occurred to me that I would have to say, by the way, cut out the part where I called the guest the wrong name.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so annoying.
They also, I wanted to pitch that as a TV show, and the editors put together a reel that did not include me in it. It was just all the guests.
What?
It's like guests can be on anything.
Yeah, they already are.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. Needless to say, nothing happened.
All right.
But wait, so in The Wire, he plays this blue-collar dude.
Dock worker guy, right?
Yes. And he has a...
He's the cousin of Ziggy Sabatka, the wayward and rebellious son of Nick's uncle Frank Sabatka.
That's exactly correct.
Okay. And maybe I'll watch this someday and it'll all make
you've
sense.
You've never seen The Wire? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have to watch The Wire. Oh, Omar. Omar.
Newcomers, The Wire.
God, can you imagine having to watch every... I mean, it's a great show.
It's like 8 seasons or something.
No, what if you watch one episode from each season?
Yeah, we just like figure we get
why
it.
Why do people like this?
I think it's...
I don't get that one.
If I remember, it's 4 seasons of 10 or 13, and then the 5th season is like 6 or 8.
It's too many.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he has the pie symbol tattooed in the back of his neck. And
is it actually on his body, though? And maybe...
That's a good question, and I don't know. But either way, if it's actually on his body, cover that shit up. Why would that character have that?
The actor has it?
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm going to look up Pablo Schreiber tattoo.
Dude, none of us have tattoos.
I think we're the only tattoo-less podcast.
Yeah.
That's incredible. The only tattoo-less podcast.
That's pretty wild.
Wait. Stay of Homekins is also a tattoo-less podcast.
Okay. Yeah. What about, I mean, I don't know.
Add to Cart is not.
Bitch Sesh. Do we know if Casey and Danielle have tattoos?
Good question. And I don't
hold on,
know.
Hold on, hold on. There's a Reddit thread.
About
Reddit.
How we don't have tattoos.
Halfway through
why
season
is
three.
So obsessed with that?
Wondering why Nick in season 2 has a pie tattoo on the back of his neck.
There you go.
Oh my God, this goes deeper and deeper.
And then a bunch of people just surmising things.
I think it's because
this tiny minuscule detail is probably my biggest gripe with season 2.
Oh no, I sound like that person.
I cannot, for the life of me, imagine a reason why Nick Sabatka would ever have a tattoo like this. Anyone know how hard it is to cover tattoos?
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Stop freaking out.
But now we don't know if it's the character's tattoo or the actor's tattoo.
We don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know.
Well, why don't you look up actor name?
I did.
Plus tattoos.
And that's what came up.
And then I looked at one thing and then I stopped.
Well, then there was another picture of like him in another role where he had like tattoos all over his body. I was like, I'm not sifting through all this shit.
Well, this is really hard to figure out.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. You guys talk to each other and let me have a moment of peace while I...
Ugh, okay. I don't know what to say.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's very hot out. Right
it's
now.
Really hot out and it's disgusting.
It sucks dick right now.
Oh my God. Look, Paul, we're really having a hard time without you.
Can't
come on, Paul. Get back here. We need you, Paul.
You're okay.
I'm miles
Scott,
away.
Scott, will you ever go horseback riding again?
I really enjoyed it when I did it last. Last time we did it. Oh, no. The last time we did it was that. Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
At the wine tasting thing where I hurt my ankle.
Right. But it wasn't from the horse.
No. I told the story like it was going to be from the horse, and it was me stepping in a hole.
Yes.
Would you ever go horseback riding?
I haven't been horseback riding in many, many years, probably since I was 14. But I recently saw some pals on Instagram were on the trail in Griffith Park. Mm. Said it was really fun. And then we were talking about going. I would be interested. I'm a little nervous.
Trails in Griffith Park. I mean, I've hiked up them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It feels like a horse goes...
But do horses go on those?
Like when you're hiking, sometimes you'll have to get.
Oh, I don't want to do that at all. Where if there's like a drop off.
Yeah.
No. I want to go on the baby trail.
Like a rattlesnake comes up, the horse goes, "Woo!" And you fall to your death.
I don't want to go on that. I wonder how many people have died that way on Griffith Park horses.
I think 1,000 a day.
Okay.
It's worse than the COVID vaccine.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Horses are so fucking big. Why are they so scared of things that are so much smaller than they are?
I know. Just step on it
or walk away.
Yeah, just be the bigger horse.
Well, maybe they know it's poisonous.
The rattle is there so that you leave. The rattle's like, hey, I can't control myself.
Maybe all horses have been bitten by a rattlesnake once in their life, and that's why they freak out. They're like, oh, not this again.
That makes sense.
Fuck!
That makes a lot of sense.
What did you find out, Paul?
Pablo Schreiber is a skilled Canadian-American entertainer. The cast of Candy is most popular for his depiction of Nick Sabatka on The Wire. Also, the entertainer showed up in Law & Order Special Victims Unit and American Gods. Schreiber got a primetime Emmy assignment for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series for his job in Orange is the New Black.
Assignment.
Pablo has likewise been a piece of Broadway shows, and his presentation made him a chosen one for a Tony Award. Does Pablo Schreiber have any tattoos and their meaning? Candy actor explored Pablo Schreiber allegedly has no tattoos right now. He has no tattoos that could uncover a specific significance. Schreiber has a decent constitution and frequently shares shirtless pictures on a few web-based entertainment accounts.
Oh, good.
Notwithstanding, no tattoos have been seen till now.
Pablo
has additionally never discussed needing tattoos in the future.
Needing them
with the media yet.
Oh, okay.
We are additionally not certain
At home.
We are additionally not certain about how affectionate Pablo is of tattoos.
Mm.
In any case, the entertainer has of late featured in the Hulu unique TV series named Candy. The show includes a genuine wrongdoing miniseries that recounts the narrative of Candy Montgomery. The show has been eagerly awaited and the fans can hardly hold back to watch the show. The show will deliver on the 13th of May, 2022, a progression of genuine occasions and liven the plot of the show.
What?
Schreiber is featured close by a few well-known entertainers in this show. Up until this point, the show's trailer has been delivered and it has previously figured out how to get the notice of many individuals.
The trailer's figured out?
Meet Pablo Schreiber's new girlfriend on Instagram. Pablo Schreiber seems, by all accounts, to be single all the present time. Nonetheless, he was recently hitched to Jessica Monty. They have two youngsters together.
Oh, they single all the time, other than that.
Notwithstanding, there is talk that Pablo separated from his significant other and has been single for quite a while. According to his web-based entertainment, the entertainer appears to be single right now. He has not posted an image with somebody who could be his soulmate.
I have this image of someone who could be my soulmate.
Schreiber frequently posts pictures with his companions and his two children on his virtual entertainment accounts. Pablo Schreiber
net worth. Virtual entertainment account.
Yeah, like Instagram. Pablo Schreiber net worth explorer Pablo Schreiber's assessed total assets is $4 million as per The Sun. The entertainer has been essential for a few exceptionally big ventures in his profession.
$4 million?
Damn, it really goes. Oh, wait, this is the last paragraph. Schreiber is exceptionally capable and has been in media outlets for quite a while now. Considering his fruitful acting vocation, it isn't stunning that Pablo has aggregated a powerful amount of cash all through his profession. Pablo is, by all accounts, living serenely with his vocation income.
Wow.
What?
It's hard to believe that AI is putting us out of business.
I'm so glad he can live serenely.
Yeah, I'd love that.
That's really nice for him.
With my vocation income, I would love to live serenely.
I know, but it doesn't always work that way.
These people thinking
sad,
like,
but true, dear.
He wouldn't get a pie tattoo. Like, his character wouldn't. Why? Because he's a stupid dock worker? Like, stupid people get dumb tattoos of stuff all the time.
It's not that he's stupid. It's that there's nothing in the character
he doesn't
that
talk about pie
that
ever.
That
is his birthday March 14th?
Now, that would make sense to me.
Okay. What if he says this in his first episode? You know my birthday, March 14th, and no one has put it together.
You
March
know my birthday, 15th, three.
The day after my birthday.
3.14 blank the year. I was born.
All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
And we're back. And have you, Lauren, ever thought about getting a tattoo?
I recently sort of had the urge, like a couple weeks ago, I was like thinking about that randomly. But I really still... I really don't know what it would be. And I really feel like I have to really like whatever it is. Cause I could see myself.
Cause you wanted it like aesthetically somewhere. And you were like, oh, it'd be cool to have something there.
Yeah. But I'm not even in a spot. It was more just I sort of understood people getting them more.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I don't understand it, but I mean, for me, it's always been like, I need to have a very specific thing.
Right.
Other people are more like indiscriminate about what they get. And I think that's also cool. And I think once you get one, you're more open to getting a bunch and it's less like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have to be very finely drawn and I think it would have to be small and I have to really like it.
What about the dog that looked like a cartoon character?
I should
get
that.
Like an artist rendering.
Wow.
I should get that.
I really wish I could see that dog.
Yeah.
It didn't look good. It looked like if you turned it around, its brain would be like, blah, blah.
Can
you draw it?
Yeah, draw it for us.
Okay. Do you guys have any you would get?
Look at that funny looking dog. And then he turns around, his brain is just fully exposed.
Falling out. Slide.
I've never seriously thought about getting a tattoo. Probably the most I thought I ever gave it was when I was in my 20s and started to know people who had tons of tattoos and thinking about what would it be. But there was never any image that I could ever generate that was like, yes, that's it.
Yeah.
I think growing up, it's so strange because I think growing up in a religious household, there are things that the Bible doesn't talk about that just my household considered to be sins or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so getting a tattoo was like, I don't know whether it was considered a sin or something that you just shouldn't do.
It was
do.
Something that
my family was
did.
Really yeah. against it. My parents were like, or my mom was always like, you don't ever get a tattoo.
Right. I remember when I got
my... It was probably protecting us from getting teenage things or something, but I don't right. know. Maybe not.
And one of the people at our church had one. He had an anchor, I believe, on his arm.
Classic.
And it was always like, anytime he would be in shirt sleeves, it would be like, oh my God, he has a tattoo. And my parents explained it away of like, oh, he was in the Navy.
Yeah. Look at his gigantic forearms.
his legs are really big, pipe.
Too. Why is he wearing
Why is
that
he fighting at that guy named Brutus all the time?
Brutus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That is a great picture.
I love it. Now, that's a tattoo. You should get
all
a
right,
tattoo of that.
Put it on the Threedom page when this yeah. episode
I'll
comes out.
I'll send it to you.
There is also the thing of people that there's so few people that have one tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. I think it used to be like when you were in the Navy or something.
You'd get one to be like, hey, I'm in this yeah. group or whatever.
Oh, my God. When I was doing my Doctor Who, I'm still in my Doctor Who rewatch.
Doctor Who.
How are you fitting that in Doctor with Vanderpump?
I watched it on the plane.
So it's a
I
solo mission.
I watch it at
mission.
The gym. It's a solo mission.
Yeah.
And then when we call it going to work. Jada's like, well, we got to get back to work. We turn on Vanderpump.
Yeah, punch the clock.
We're in season 5 now. We just passed the New Orleans
wow.
episodes. Legendary time in the show's history. Hmm. But the third Doctor.
It's so funny that we watch so much reality and yet you picked a show that neither of us have seen.
I know. It's kind of strange.
I mean, I've seen the recent season.
That's a Bitcoin.
That's a Bitcoin. So that's okay, all I know. So I know yeah. the people he's talking about. I
you
just
know
don't
what
know
the scandal and ball is. And don't tell me.
And I have seen clips from the past of things happening, but yes. I have just vague notions of what
when they show it's like black and white, but then there's one thing in color.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
their. Exactly. That's how they do their flashbacks. So the third Doctor, his first episode, a man named John Pertwee was the actor. Who was in World War II. And his first episode has a scene where he is trying to hide from some people. So he takes off his clothes and he gets in a shower in this locker room. And you see like...
That's how I like to hide from people too.
This is it's fucking great. He puts on a shower cap and he's like
naked?
Singing a song. Yeah. Like scrubbing in the shower.
I guess if you were running away, you wouldn't be the person doing
it. I mean, they're not chasing him. They're just looking for
him.
Okay. So, but you see...
The guy we were looking for had clothes on.
You see, not only does
he...
He
wouldn't
have
the time to take a shower.
He has like a tattoo on his arm.
Right.
Because he was in the... I think he was in like the Merchant Marines or something.
Right.
But you also see like kind of his upper ass. Like you see his tan line and
nice.
Like the white of his upper
what
ass.
What episode is this? I got to check this out.
Timestamp.
It's so weird. It's very, very weird.
That is weird.
Is there a wiki ass?
What year is that?
There is wiki ass, of course. This was the
late 60s?
Late 60s, yeah.
Yeah, that's that crazy. Feels pretty shocking.
Yeah.
And they never explain the tattoo away of like, oh, the doctor got a tattoo. Or was
no.
he regenerated
he
with
regenerated
the tattoo?
And like, what? I got a tattoo? Can you imagine? You get a whole new body and there's a tattoo already on there.
Why isn't the doctor ever regenerated yeah. as a baby? And then like 30 years later, we catch up with him and he's whoever he is.
I wouldn't
so he had
mind
to live
seeing
a whole life.
A show starring a toddler. I would not mind
but
that.
But it's just doing normal doctor toddler stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
All right. Okay, I'll do it.
I think just that, waiting for him to grow up so he saves the world.
Yeah,
that actually
it's real
is
time.
A good Doctor Who episode. Is like good. He regenerates yeah, and he's yeah. a baby and it's like, oh no.
He did one time become so old that he became a tiny little creature.
I don't know.
Is there really
this.
No episode where he's a baby?
No.
That feels like
come on, like, what are we doing?
But there's
guys?
Like 8 billion episodes. Like
I
it just
think
feels
we,
like they would have eventually gotten there.
I think we have seen him in flashbacks as a child, or they, I should say, as
yeah.
a child.
Yeah.
But I don't think as a baby, maybe not.
Well, yeah, the original. Well, anyway, we're getting way in the weeds.
But
yeah,
so,
yeah.
But so the different doctors all represent one person.
Yeah, but every time
the same person.
Who,
yeah,
every time they die.
Oh, I thought it was just we're retelling this story with a woman now, and it's this.
No,
it's like a clever thing where like the first Doctor Who had to bolt, and so they were like, we don't want to end the show, right? And so
yeah, he was getting a little too frail to do the show anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. So they came up with the idea of regeneration,
interesting.
Which is that he'll be the same character, but he'll just look different.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so it's genius. Although they set a number on it. that seemed unobtainable at the time. It was like 14 or something like
12.
This. 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, well, it's never gonna
reach 12.
12 doctors.
Yeah. And yeah. they passed 12 already and had to justify it. And
yeah.
All
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's a very and in fact, when Reggie left Comedy Bang Bang, we were considering having him regenerate into whoever the
That's
new person
really
was.
Funny.
But we liked the episode we came up
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah. Aww, you like
glad
it.
You don't have regrets about it.
I don't. Not that episode.
No regrets. And then, do you have a tattoo you want to get?
No. I also think that, okay, growing up in the 80s, I also feel like the Nancy Reagan thing of like, just say no. People make fun of it. But I also think it kind of worked in a way because like people would offer me drugs. I'd be like, oh, no, thanks. You know, mm-hmm. And it's like, instead of ever getting guilted into it, it was like, no.
Yeah.
And so
why couldn't it be just say no, thank you?
I know.
Yeah, a little bit of manners never hurt.
Say right. No, bitch.
Yeah. People aren't trying to like, people aren't always trying to destroy your life. Sometimes they're like,
they're
like,
you like
to have
offering
fun like
you.
Me?
Yeah, they're just trying yeah. to give you a good time.
Yeah.
Not really. But yeah, so I never.
Throat goat.
I never even. Throat goat.
Did you guys miss this?
No.
Throat goat.
The whole thing about Nancy Reagan?
No.
What about her? She used throat coat?
Throat goat.
She was the goat of all throats?
She was great at blowjobs. She was like legendarily
Hollywood. Oh, I did hear that. I've never heard her
throat goat.
Referred to as throat goat.
Dude, that's so
because
vile.
The term,
I can't believe I'm saying this to you.
The term goat wasn't popularized until LL Cool J popularized
no,
it.
No, they didn't call her that back then.
Oh, okay.
No, they did.
She's a throat goat.
No, because she would like, she was really good at
greatest of all time.
Blowjobs.
Got to get a blowjob from Nancy Reagan.
She should blowjob because she always ended up going,
that would, I'm not going to lie.
Well,
that would freak me out.
How about another throat goat action?
Wow, another one for the throat goat.
Why make that noise after?
Do you think? Oh, no. He never got one from her. Do you think?
Jimmy Stewart?
Hey.
He would probably sooner get one from Ronald Reagan than from Nancy Reagan.
Remember
gay.
His poem? I used to love Jimmy Stewart.
I was an old cowboy. What was his poem?
It was the tripping on the 96th step or whatever.
No.
Okay, let me read it up. So I used to love Jimmy Stewart movies. Okay. Not fucking Jimmy Stewart himself.
I wasn't in love with him. I was normal. I wasn't obsessed. I didn't write letters to him. I did not show up at his house.
Okay. I almost believe you.
But, you know, my parents constantly trying to figure out, you know, gifts for me that were thoughtful. And I feel bad because, like, who knows what I was into at any particular
sure,
time.
Sure, very hard to do that.
So,
how about the one of the guy blinking? Oh, gifts with a T.
I thought you were talking about a specific Jimmy Stewart poem. Like this guy.
Oh, man, I was
blinking twice.
he stared into the sun.
So they got me this book that I'm looking at right now, Jimmy Stewart and his poems. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about this guy's poetry.
Jimmy Stewart and his poems.
The top step in the hotel in Junin is mean, like the devil is mean.
Jesus.
That's mean.
I guess, yeah, it's like a step that he would read it on Carson all the time, and it would be like...
The same poem?
I don't know. Probably.
Hey, you want to hear it again?
He would definitely read different poems, because I'm looking at videos now.
Well, this time I'll read like Dracula. How about that?
I want to have this top step. Okay, Jimmy Stewart doing Dracula. Go.
Yeah. Good evening. I want to suck your blood.
I don't drink wine.
Oh, I'm a bat.
Lauren,
join us.
Come on,
join
Lauren.
Us on the episode. Have fun.
I've only really seen
What's
a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
That's his best movie.
What if there were vampires in that?
There probably are. I mean... Okay, so he goes
this
to that.
This is interesting. Go
he
on.
He goes to that dance at night
yeah.
with all
there
the kids who are like.
Are. Now, do you think vampires are real?
Yeah.
Like
I would say like.
In a crowd scene in a movie
10%
that.
10%
like
of the population.
Probably vampires.
Okay, yeah. What's more realistic to you, aliens or vampires?
More realistic?
Like, what's more likely to be something we're going to encounter?
Okay, I would say aliens are more realistic, although I'm not necessarily in the camp these days who are like, oh, yeah, all these whistleblowers are telling the truth. I think, like, they're all insane. But
you think they're insane?
The government?
Yeah. I think that's real.
Okay, you think the government's insane?
No. I think aliens are more real than vampires. I don't think there's any evidence of any vampires.
Anymore. I don't think there's any.
I don't think there's any vampires. Jenny and I were talking about the aliens last night.
Ooh.
And she's thinking she was saying, I'm starting to think they're actually going to come. Like they're actually going to be here. And I said, I welcome them either way. Either they're going to come and save us from ourselves, mm-hmm. or they're going to come and obliterate us.
Isn't that saving us from ourselves?
Mm. In a way.
I will tell the aliens what I tell ants when they come into my house. There's mm-hmm. nothing but death for you here.
That's what you say to ants.
Give your aunt telepathy to all your aunt friends. Yeah. There's nothing but death for you.
You leave
in this
one
household.
Alive and yeah. say, go tell the others.
Yeah.
I feel like the alien thing is sort of like the rapture. We're all like, oh, it's going to come. We're all going to die and it'll never happen.
Okay. But it might happen after we die.
Maybe. No. And then they get here and they're like, oh, we waited too long.
Where's
Paul?
Died.
Where's Paul and Lauren and Scott? We were listening to freedom.
We just
got freedom
ones.
In our quadrant.
I can't believe your lifespan's only 100 years.
Do you think
here.
There'll be an episode of Freedom on the golden record that they play for aliens?
Yeah, they keep updating it, right?
Yeah
they keep calling it back and putting new stuff
on. And they
on.
Put like yeah. long stuff. Like it's like a long hour of just us yeah. bullshitting.
Yeah, originally it was just stuff like Lose Yourself.
It's all Eminem.
Ding, ding, ding,
it's,
ding,
I think
ding,
it's 90% Eminem.
And
the real-time Bill Maher theme.
And stuff about Eminems.
And stuff about Eminems.
Which is why our episode will be up there.
Yeah.
Our taste test episode.
That's right.
Yep.
It's on theme.
It is on.
Well, because
they
need to be explained like how if the flavors are good. So when they get here, they don't waste their time trying every flavor.
If we have done that as a service to the aliens, I'm proud.
Do you think it was a waste of our time to try every flavor?
No, I
enjoyed it.
I think
it
was one of the best uses of time that we've ever had.
Absolutely.
I feel like we need to do more because there are a lot more flavors
they
we didn't
get to.
Keep
making them.
Yeah.
What was the flavor that we all texted each other and we were like, whoa, look at this.
I can't remember.
Blood of Christ?
Yes.
Was it cotton Melty? Candy or something?
I don't remember.
But we should definitely go seek that out.
Yeah.
What if we went to Japan? Because they have even more flavors
they
over
do,
there.
Well, they
like
have,
together as a family?
Do they do a yeah. lot of M&Ms? They have a lot of Kit Kats.
They have a lot
they
of Kit
a lot
Kats.
Of they must have a lot of M&Ms, yeah. right?
I don't remember seeing M&Ms there.
I don't know about M&Ms. I feel
I
like...
M&Ms. I don't know about M&Ms.
But we could just go to like Little Tokyo and like get some Kit Kats.
We could go to Little Tokyo.
Kit Kat flavors.
Can we look at our calendars?
We're all going to go together.
Oh, to figure out a time when we go to Japan?
Go to
sure.
Little,
yeah,
no,
let's look at our calendars right now.
Little Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Little Tokyo.
Little Tokyo. How many Kit Kats do you have here?
Okay, so what about tomorrow?
No.
Bad for me.
Bad for you?
Yeah.
Okay, what about
this
the next
day?
This
whole week's pretty rough.
Yeah, I'm
okay, we'll go
busy.
To next week. What about Labor Day?
maybe. Yeah, let's say maybe.
Maybe
although,
on Labor Day?
No, maybe. You know what? Wait, what are we trying to get?
I don't know. We just said we would go to Little Tokyo together.
Yeah, let's just say maybe on Labor Day.
Say maybe on Labor. Maybe on Baber.
Maybe.
Maybe on Baber. Savion Glover.
Savion Baber.
Savion Glover, right?
Probably. I don't think it's ever come up in conversation to me. I don't think anyone's ever mentioned him to me.
Well, I'm proud to be the first.
Yeah. That's great.
The famous,
hey,
the famous Ted Danson.
Savion, the famous Ted Danson penis.
He has Savion. A famous, oh, his, yeah.
He does have a penis, yeah.
He's a famous penis.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we know that
I'm
now.
Only free on Labor Day.
I just can't determine that at this time, but yeah, I mean, sure. We
7 a.m.?
Yeah, we'll go at 7 a.m. I think all the... That'll be really great.
7 a.m.
Let's do it.
We just roll into Little Tokyo, 7 a.m.
Where are your M&Ms?
What kind of candies do you have here?
Where are the funny M&Ms?
They're so funny. Isn't it funny how the different things are funny?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Funny equals different.
You're a simple man.
I'm a simple man. Funny equals different.
Different equals
and
funny.
Different equals funny.
If I see four things that are the same and a fifth one's just different, I think that's hilarious.
All right, we have to take a break.
I have crossed the oceans of time to find you.
There's nothing but death for you here on this earth, aliens. Oh, man, if Jimmy Stewart was in Independence Day,
yeah.
Welcome Whoa. To Earth. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's still Freedom and you're still you. And guess what? It's time to listen to voicemails.
You leave them, we listen to them. Yes. That's the deal.
If you would like to send us a, if you would like to leave us a voicemail, don't send us one. Leave us one.
Just leave us one. Leave a voicemail, take a voicemail. You have to take one away from us.
You do. You take one from us.
And you answer it.
If you would like to call us, you can, of course, call us at Hag Claims 8. It's great.
All right. This is from, well, I'll let him say who he is.
Yeah. Well, I'll let him tell you.
Hi, guys. President Ben. I'm one of your pissiest little piggies. I really love your show. But my question is, what is the most dangerous thing you have either done or been a part of? When I was 14, I got a pitchfork stuck in my leg when I worked
by
on
the devil.
It was a big, rusty metal pitchfork, and I used to have to get Q-tips stuck in the hole to make sure that it was healing. It was a fun time. Anyways, have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Ben. Really, I'm assuming that's Ben Solo.
I feel
Han
like
Solo's
kid.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
I'm deeply familiar with that. Stupidest thing you ever done like that? Like that kind of
thing? Or like most dangerous.
Oh, most stupidest. Ben, you heard it. Lauren's calling you stupid.
Most dangerous.
If you stick Q-tips in the holes, they're not going to heal up, stupid.
Oh my God.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Most dangerous thing. God, I'm sure there's many. I just have to think about
Well, I know I've told this story before, but one time I was trying to assemble an IKEA case, a bookcase, and of course, I did it wrong the first time.
Did it fall on you like Howard's End?
What? I don't remember that from Howard's End.
Isn't that how the whole climax of the movie? Not to give spoilers for Howard's End, but they're in
Howard's End. I've never
seen it. Oh, it's so good. Paul, you've never seen Howard's End?
I've never seen Howard's End. I just know the story, but I didn't know about a bookcase.
Oh my God, Howard's End is so good.
I've never seen it either. That's less shocking too.
We've kind of seen it because of The Inheritance.
Mm. Yeah. We all saw The Inheritance.
Lauren's in an aquarium.
I love The Inheritance.
Yeah. Although we were, you know what? We were talking the other day, Paul. You were in character. Saying that plays that were split up and took all day should be illegal. And then the first thing that popped in my head was, did he not like The Inheritance?
I forget. Oh, yeah. Because it was all Weber, day. Right?
Yeah, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes. Well, of course, he wouldn't like that.
Yes, of course. Anyway.
But I was in my, this is, I was in my 30s, so this is not good.
39?
No, not quite there.
Okay.
But I, in order to dig out one of those little wooden dowels, one of those little wooden pegs that you always have either too many of or not enough of, I used a Swiss Army knife.
Ugh.
And somehow had it in a position where the Swiss Army knife snapped closed on my finger.
Ouch!
And I looked at it. I looked at the blade like embedded in my finger like it was happening to someone else.
Yeah.
It was so weird to see.
Yeah.
And then it gushed the blood, so much blood.
That actually reminds me of when I was little and I was playing with a stapler and stapled through my finger like the whole way.
Ooh.
And then I was like showing my dad, I'm like, gah! And he pulled it out.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but it was still really.
Did you go to the hospital?
What if you'd shown that to your dad and he went, sucks to be you?
Yeah. My dad,
hey, staple finger.
My dad's pretty confident in the face of things like that. Like he's just
like calm and collected.
Yeah.
What was like the weird creature that was in your house that he just grabbed? And
oh my God, like a huge.
It was a gremlin.
No, like that was more recently. It was like a huge
the gremlin
flying bug. It was like a roach or something crazy. It was like inches long.
Like a palmetto bug.
And we went out to lunch and then he's like, I shouldn't tell you this, but saw a huge roach in your house. And I was like, or whatever it was, beetle or something. It was gigantic. He's like, but I don't know where it went.
Shouldn't tell you this.
He goes, I don't know where it went. I'm like, why did you tell me that? And then we were watching TV and it was crawling by my head on the couch. And I was like,
Lauren's head.
He just stood up and grabbed it with his hand and opened the door and threw it outside. I was just like,
I wish I could do that, honestly.
It was awesome.
Bugs give me the creeps, but I will deal with them, but I will not to the point where I will grab one with my hand.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Lightning bugs, of course. I'll let them crawl on my hand.
Yeah.
A ladybug, absolutely.
Yeah, those are the
bees,
sweet ones.
Wasps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I got to draw the line somewhere.
Okay.
If I had to act in...
so I interrupt you.
If I had to act in something... where like a tarantula was crawling on me. I don't
know if I could do
it.
I bet you would talk to the Wrangler. Yeah, the Wrangler. And they would go, oh, it's really easy. You know, it's like, you just got to get used to it. They're not dangerous, blah, blah, blah. You'd do it.
But they're creepy.
I know, but you would do it. You're not a coward.
Thanks for believing in me.
Yeah, I think you would do it. Well, I just know that you need to work more. And
so you would just be like, oh, yeah, it's fine.
I forgot about that reason. Yes, I absolutely would do it.
Right. Yeah,
so,
I mean,
so if you're listening out there
and you want to turn to like, crawl on someone's face.
The guy who loves bugs.
Yeah.
I would say in terms of like dangerous things that I did that had no consequences, they're all bike related. Me and my friends would drive around or bike around the college where I went to college for a couple of years, junior college. And there were these ponds that we all like would jump over the ponds with our bikes. And I would always think like, oh, I wonder what would happen to us if we've, and none of us ever fell in. Mm-hmm. And then also riding the bike into the pool over at Brian Posehn's house. That's, we would do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where we would like, the first time I did it, I just rode right into the pool. And the minute the front tire hit the water, it flipped over. And so I flipped over on it. And then I was like, oh, okay, you have to like jump on it.
Yeah.
In order to fully just sink into the pool.
Yeah.
Which,
but then
is,
how do you get the bike out?
You just toss it out.
It's not hard.
But then Tall John would ride from the roof into the pool.
That's,
and
oh
that's
my
just
God, that's so
even
insane.
More insane. Yeah.
Because he's taller than the pool.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
It's a 10-foot pool. And he's 11 feet
tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we call him Tall John.
I remember when I was a kid, there was this woodsy area where there was
Pennywise
a,
lived.
There was a big, no, he lived in the sewer, dear.
But it was, he was in a woodsy area.
There was a big, just like a big thick rope hanging from a tree that you could, like you would.
Who put up this rope?
I don't know. But you would run, grab
like
the rope,
rope
and like swing out over this incredibly steep drop.
Oh yeah.
And it was thrilling, but it was very scary. But I remember working up the courage
like
to do it, and when I did it, it was exhilarating.
I was always too scared of things. I where I went to summer camp, they had, you know, the big high dive board.
Oh, the high dive to me is terrifying.
I would never ever do that.
And all my friends would do it, and I remember them, I think it was part of camp where they made you do it. Mm-hmm. And I was like terrified, and they're like, come on, get it. And yeah, and I was too much of a coward.
I was just thinking yesterday about how when people just jump off of rocks into water, mm-hmm. I'm like, how do we know that's deep enough where you are? I don't like that. I don't trust that. But everyone's fine.
But do you want it to be really deep where you just sink and sink and sink?
Well, that's not how it works.
You go into the center of the earth?
I guess, you know, on our honeymoon in Hawaii, there was a waterfall that we had one of a great guidebook back before really this kind of stuff was on the internet all that much, but a great guidebook saying like all these like secret spots and stuff like that. And so we went to this, you know, waterfall, and I remember Kulap being very frightened of not for herself, but for me. She's like, don't get too close, you know? And I thought I was being very safe. But, you know, that was one of the things you read in the book of like, you know, hey, you got to be careful because people have plunged to their death. And I remember my uncle got married on a cliff and being just so frightened of that. And all the guys, all the men who were there were like, yeah, come on over here to the cliff. I'm like, but anyone can just fall in, you know?
Yeah, anyone's allowed.
It can happen at any time.
Waterfalls, of course, because of playing video games, I will always look behind them for treasure.
Yeah, and aww. Coins.
Yeah.
Cute.
Thank you.
You should hide some treasure there.
Cute. What if I hid like an old treasure chest? And inside is like some first aid kits. And
some like Mentos. Just fun stuff.
Fun stuff you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear another one.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you. Great question.
Peanut Butter Gang, this is Maddie
from
Dallas.
That is not what we're
called. I was just wondering, what do y'all do to spark creativity when you're just not feeling that inspired? Love you so much. Bye.
We're not the Peanut Butter Gang, are we?
No, we've never been.
We're the Pretzel Gang.
We're the Pretzel Gang.
Who's the Peanut Butter Gang?
Is that another gang?
I think we've been that.
Is there a rival gang?
I think we've been the Peanut Butter Gang.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think we've ever been the Peanut Butter People.
Okay.
The Peanut Butter People, I'd like to be.
Yeah. Okay. Then we are.
Okay. The Peanut Butter People.
Okay.
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 I don't know what I do, actually. I don't know if I've ever had... I'm trying to think if I've had that conscious thought of like, I need to do something for inspiration.
Here are the things I've found work. Take a shower. That's like number one.
I was going to say that too, actually.
Me too.
Because you're just like not think. You're because not doing something else.
Your mind wanders.
Yes. You the worst thing you can do is sit there at your. I mean, it's not you can still work it out sometimes where you're like, okay, I'm going to grind this out in front of my computer. You can still work that way, but I found it's better to approach your computer when you already have it in your head of what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. So the best thing to do when you're feeling just stuck is to go take a shower and think about it in the shower or go take a walk outside. I used to hike occasionally. And mm-hmm. by the time you would get back from the hike, you'd have everything worked out in your head. Mm-hmm. And then you just like type it up. That's the thing is like a lot of people go like right to the computer and go like, okay, now I'm working because they're trying to think of what to write.
Yes.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. You got to think of it beforehand and then just get to your computer and like.
What can I write about? Mm-hmm. A desk, chair, a window. Yeah. I also feel that I have a lot of ideas in bed when I'm going to bed and mm-hmm. I've made myself get into the habit of making a note of things mm-hmm. when I think of them. I'm not talking about like when you're falling asleep and you think you have an interesting idea and you write it down and then it's gibberish the next day.
Right.
I'm saying like when you're still awake and you're lying there in the dark and your mind starts going,
what about this? What about
write things down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like make a note of it.
I can usually write like if I'm in the middle of a script, I'll think about it at night because it's like one of these problems. It's a lot like what they tell you.
First world problems.
What they tell you about doing crosswords is like set it down and your mind will continue to work on it. Mm. Even though subconsciously, even though you don't know that you're working on it.
Oh, that's
and then you pick
crazy.
It back up and you're like, oh yeah, I know this answer.
Oh.
Pluribus.
Pluribus unum.
E blank unum.
And you're like, let me just.
Hi, my name is E blank unum.
I hate Batman.
but what was I say? Oh yeah, when you're going to bed, like you're in the middle of a script and you haven't quite figured out a plot point. Like I found that like your mind continues to think about that until it's worked itself out. Sometimes if you don't do it before you're asleep, sometimes it'll do it in a dream or you think you'll have done it in a dream. But yeah, like going to bed is, so if it's like 10 a.m., just go to bed.
Yeah. Oh my God. I wish I was in bed right now.
Oh my God.
Me too.
I am.
No, my
right
other
now.
Thing is driving and listening to music, I would say. Because I feel like if I'm listening to music, I start to picture things and then it kind of gets me like a different.
Like notes.
Do you know what else? And this is very simple, but watch or listen to things that you enjoy and think about why you enjoy them. Think about what it is that you like about that aspect of creativity and apply that to something that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, because sometimes I'll enjoy something that has nothing to do with a thing that I want to do, but I look at the approach of it and say, oh, I can apply that to my thing, even though it's completely different from this thing. Mm-hmm. But the more you think about how they do the things that they do, why you enjoy it, what is satisfying or enjoyable about it, you can get lessons there.
That's
for
why your
the
new
you do.
Show about the chef in Chicago is so good.
Yeah.
The Lion.
The Lion.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, let's hear. This is No Name.
Okay.
Thank you, Peanut Butter.
This is E blank Uno.
Hello, Lauren, Paul, and Scott. I once shot a fly out of the air with a rubber band.
Wow.
And I don't know if I've ever felt so proud of myself in my entire life as I did in that moment. Have any of you ever done something totally meaningless in the real world, but felt like you had accomplished something astounding? And also, what was that thing? Goodbye.
This is hot off the presses.
Whoa! This is a recent achievement?
Yes. This just happened. And I was like, what's funny is I was thinking, I can't relate this to anybody because it's never going to be.
Great.
I can't.
Here we go.
Purely.
I'm serious.
I thought you meant.
What?
I thought you were responding to me saying, I can't relate this to anybody. You were going, oh, great.
Oh, great.
No, I meant like, you'll be so excited that this came up because you were just thinking about how there was no way to bring this up.
So this past Saturday, of course, Bob Barker died at the age of 99. Mm-hmm. I had my show in Portland. Coincidentally, now we tour with two horn players, a trumpet and a sousaphone. Coincidentally, the trombone player that plays with us in LA was in Portland that weekend.
What?
And he came and did the show. And this was about
I want to say 20 minutes before the show, I said, I think we should do this. I will, at the top of the show, I'll say thank you all for being here because it's such a sad night. Of course, Bob Barker died. And then you guys play the sad.
Yeah.
And we were like, they were like, okay. And we were all like, yeah, that'll be funny. And then we did it. I just said it and they immediately played it. And the laugh went on for such a long time. And it was so satisfying.
That's amazing.
It was so, I was trying so hard not to laugh. And I, it just, it felt so good.
Oh, good.
It felt so good. And I was like, I wish I had recorded this.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was like one of those things where people were laughing in waves. You know what I mean? They couldn't believe that we did it. We couldn't believe that we did it.
Wow.
And, but it could only have happened that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should, no, you should try it again in your next show. It works, it works so well. You
I did say we've done this in every show. This is the first time. It's really it. But it was so, it is like a warm memory for me now.
That's great. Aw, how lovely.
Thank you.
I guess my thing equivalent to that is like, I was trying to take a shit and it went in the toilet.
What
happened to you? Lauren went away this episode.
You're trying to take a shit?
I was trying to take a shit and it went into the toilet. Oh. So like, you know, that guy hit that fly with a rand. Yeah. I got it exactly where I wanted it.
Exactly like, right in that toilet.
Yeah, you felt a sense of pride. Yeah.
I'm here. Okay. Sometimes talking is a lot.
Hey, you don't have to tell me.
We should just do this show not as a show and where we don't talk.
Oh, okay. So it's
we
just
get
a
together
silent
in a room and sit here?
Yep.
And silently?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we don't record it. Yeah. Yeah, it has to be in
what
this
if we
room.
All just go do it at our own house?
Or we
do it
on Zoom.
Yeah, well, yeah. And we turn off the Zoom.
Yes.
We turn
and
off
we
the Zoom.
We close the computer.
And we just do it in our own houses.
And we never see each other again.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
People often think like, it sounds like Lauren wants the show to end. Or I've seen comments like that. And which I was
about
just,
you specifically
or like us or like, I don't know.
I've seen comments where it's like, it like, sounds like they're getting tired
that's
of
not,
the show.
That's not how we feel. It's more that like life is busy and sometimes it's hard. So I'm like,
well,
yeah.
It's also you have another thing you have to get to.
Yeah.
And we've also been doing the show for a while. It's like,
yeah.
No, but like, I just like, don't try to read into the fucking shit.
We're just going to settle into different rhythms as it goes on.
Yeah.
And also Lauren, she gives us a big lecture at the end of every show about what we did wrong, what we could do better.
I give them a grade.
So there is that tension that's hanging over everything.
Everyone kind of knows like every time they mess up that I'm coming for them.
She makes us line up like she's a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
We have to stand at attention.
Yeah.
Just like her manners party.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Now.
Manners party.
All right.
You should throw a manners party for Holly.
I will do nothing of the sort.
Was a manners party a thing that you wanted to happen?
I don't know.
Did she have a request for this party that she...
For her birthday party?
Yeah.
No, but I did her favorite things, which were Bluey and Monsters, Inc.
Right.
So that's decorations were on theme.
Can you imagine if those two got together?
Oh my God.
Really I actually think that Bluey is a monster.
If Bluey came through the door at night, I'd be a little scared.
I mean, it's talking.
Yeah.
You know that there was a dog named Bluey in Australia who held the record for a while for being the oldest dog.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that's why Bluey's Bluey.
I think so.
You got to assume.
You got to assume.
If there's no connection to that, that's weird.
If you went to the creators of Bluey and you said, did you
fess
know that another dog? They'd be like, crikey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Struth.
Does struth mean?
Struth?
Truth or
God's truth?
That's
God's
truth.
Yeah. Struth.
Zone.
God's wounds.
God's wounds.
Oh.
Blood.
God's, I don't know.
Blood.
Blood.
Right. Blood. God's, I don't know.
God's blood.
Oh.
The blood of Christ.
Compels thee.
The blood of Christ compels thee.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That's one that I know from the Bible.
Yeah. Okay, so here's Jesus. We're back to the Jesus stuff.
You guys are obsessed.
And he's like, you guys gotta fucking drink my blood. Like, speaking of vampires.
There are vampires. Christians are vampires.
Christians are vampires. Let's get out of here. All right.
We do have to go. So remember, Hag Claims 8 if you want to leave us a voicemail. If you want to suggest a feature to us, freedomusa@gmail.com. If you would like to follow us on socials, freedomusa, all kinds of places. And if you would like to hear ad-free versions of this show, go to Comedy Bang Bang World, cbbworld.com. Until then.
Until
you do that, we will never forgive you.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening. We love you. We love doing
love
the show.
You. And love you. And I have to say, next week is the final episode of our season. Yeah. So.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, you got one more week of us. So if you're getting tired of us, like Lauren gets tired at the end of a show, you only have one more.
That's not cool.
The show, we don't know if we're going to get picked up again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we need you to do
write
to Colin Anderson
and go, crikey, mate.
And let him, you have to open with crikey, mate.
Yeah. He likes that.
In truth, I need more freedom.
In truth.
Yeah. In truth. Yeah. Crikey, mate. In truth, I need more freedom.
Signed Bluey. Yeah.
Signed Bluey. Bluey. Yeah. He loves Bluey.
He loves Bluey. And so he'll... Yeah.
Thousands of emails from Bluey.
Oh, he's going to be so happy.
Yeah. He will pick us up for an eternity.
Yeah.
All right. I have my keys in my hand. I don't know if
you... Yeah. Okay, bye. Somewhere. Bye.